Clarity. How to simplify and rephrase complex information. In this section, I would like to look at examples of how presenters aim at clarity by simplifying or rephrasing parts of their presentation that contain complex information. Here is an example from a presentation. Notice what happens with adipic acid. The first proton is more like the proton in acetic acid. In other words, the pKa has gone up relative to the pKa of succinic acid. In the above example, the presenter tries to simplify the sentence. The presenter does this by using the phrase "in other words" to introduce a simplified explanation. In a database of spoken academic English developed at Michigan University, the phrase "in other words" appears 224 times and is the most frequently used phrase when presenters want to simplify what they are saying. The following verbs are commonly found in phrases used to simplify information: mean, say, and put. Here are some examples. What I mean is that the pKa has gone up relative to the pKa of the succinic acid. What I mean to say is that the pKa has gone up relative to the pKa of the succinic acid. What I'm trying to say is that the pKa has gone up relative to the pKa of the succinic acid. What I want to say is that the pKa has gone up relative to the pKa of the succinic acid. To put it another way, the pKa has gone up relative to the pKa of the succinic acid. To put it simply, the pKa has gone up relative to the pKa of the succinic acid. What about other words and phrases that can be used to simplify and rephrase? For example, namely, that is, and that is to say. These words were found to occur infrequently in the database of spoken academic English, with frequency rates of less than 10, whereas informal expressions such as "in other words" appeared 224 times. This is because namely, that is, and that is to say are commonly used in books and academic papers and are too formal for oral presentations. The problem is that in their presentations, many Japanese presenters use namely, that is to say, and other formal words and expressions that are more suitable for written English. They prefer the formality of these expressions, but ignore the fact that they are inappropriate for oral presentations. My advice is to use less formal expressions when you want to simplify and rephrase complex information, such as, in other words, what I mean is, what I mean to say is, what I'm trying to say is, to put it another way, and to put it simply.